Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 42. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Before we get started, I want to mention this month's giveaway, a $20 Amazon gift card. To enter the giveaway, you must log into your iTunes, whether it's on your phone, on the podcast app, or over the computer, and look for What to Read Next podcast with Laura Amin and go to ratings and review. Go ahead and leave a review on iTunes, and that's it. Once your review is posted, you'll be automatically entered to the giveaway. So, let's get today's show. Welcome to a new series. Each month, I'm going to handpick 5 to 6 books which are releasing this month, and I will share my thoughts on each book and why you should pick them. Yes, some of the books I would have read prior to the new release dates, and I will share my thoughts on why you should definitely pick them or basically skip them. There might be some disappointing books, and I want to give you a heads up. This month, my picks are young adult contemporaries, one fantasy, one new adult, and a couple hockey romances, and one women's fiction book. Let's get to the top 5 books that I'm looking forward to sharing this August. The first book is The Chase by Elle Kennedy, and it comes out on August 6th, which is my birthday! Yay! This is like the best birthday gift because I've been looking forward to this book for about 2 years. I read the Off-Campus series, which is one of my favorite hockey romance series of all time in 2016, and I wanted more. And I had to wait almost 2 years for the next spin-off series. So The Chase is part of the spin-off series. It's in the same world as the Off-Campus series, it's the same university, but it's a group of new players. So it has hockey romance, it has hockey, it has romance, it has everything. This story follows Summer and Fitzy, and it looks amazing. And if you have read the Off-Campus series, you'll know that Summer is actually Dean's sister, and Fitzy is actually a hockey player. He was a junior at the time, so he'll be senior. It's an opposite attract roommate romance, which is very exciting. And I don't think you need to read the Off-Campus series to fall in love with this book, but I would encourage it to you. The Off-Campus series is about 4 books, so it's actually a fairly short series to get into. And it has everything. It has like opposites attract, it has hate to lovers romance, it has just kind of like friends to lovers romance, so it has a little bit of everything. So I definitely encourage you to pick that series up and to then pick up The Chase, which I am excited, and I am predicting this is gonna be a 5-star review for me. Okay. The next book is Catwoman Soul Stealer by Sarah J. Maas, and it comes out August 7th, which is the next day. I'm a huge fan of Sarah J. Maas. I love A Court of Thorns and Roses. A Court of Mist and Fury is actually one of my all-time favorite books of all time. And Throne of Glass series, which I love Selena. She's my all-time favorite character of all time. She's a kick-ass assassin who loves to read romance novels, which I can totally identify, except that I'm not an assassin. But you know what I mean. So I love how Sarah J. Maas actually can write female characters, and they're kick-ass, they're awesome, they're well-rounded. So I can't wait. This book looks amazing. This book is part of the DC Icon series, and it follows Selina Kyle, who is the Catwoman, as she returns to Gotham series and ready to play. And I can't wait to see how Sarah takes the story, because I feel like Selina's going to be a kick-ass character. She's going to be stealing things. She's going to be having hijinks and awesome things. So I'm looking forward to reading this book. I'm going to pick it up from the library. I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to pick it up from the library. So it may take me a few weeks to get this. So it might be on my September TBR, but we'll see. Okay. So the next pick is Losing the Field by Abby Glines, and it comes out August 21st. Every summer since 2016, I have read a field series, field party book from Abby Glines. This is the 4th book in the series. So I've been reading one every summer. And this is a YA contemporary set in London, Alabama. So it's a small town football. It's a football romance, and 12 follows a football player who is during their junior senior year, and they're full of angst. It's just kind of like an angsty summer romance story. So this one, it seems that from reading the reviews, this is going to follow a whole new set of players, because the ones that we followed in the first 3 books, they graduated. So it should be interesting. It seems to be an opposites attract. It's kind of like angsty romance novel. So I'm looking forward to reading this. I'm going to pick it up from the library again. I'm probably going to read this maybe in August, maybe September. But this is one book I'm definitely looking forward to reading, just because I've read the other series and I enjoy reading them. Next book is The Bucket List by Georgia Clark, and it comes out August 7th. I have an arc for this book, which I'm planning to read probably next week. So the week that this show is coming up, that's probably when I'm reading this book. And the book is about the main character discovering she has the breast cancer gene, and she embarks on an unforgettable bucket list adventure. I think this will be an insightful book, and we'll be reading and posting a review on the blog this month. For me, I'm actually doing my own bucket list, so one big announcement is that I'm planning to move out of New York City at some point. I have a timeline, but I'm not going to be sharing them publicly, but there is a plan there. And so before I leave New York City, I have a bucket list of things for me to do, like going to see Mean Girls, going to the inflation process before Thanksgiving Day parade, spending time with friends, doing different fitness classes, trying different things. I did a bookstore tour actually yesterday. I went to 7 different bookstores around the city and I took pictures, and I'll be posting them on the blog. So I'm always curious to hear other people's bucket lists because it's kind of like inspiring for me. So I'm looking forward to reading this book and getting inspired for our own bucket list. And I definitely will be sharing more about my own bucket list probably on Instagram, as well as just, you know, sharing the blog. But yeah, do you follow, and this is just a random question, totally tangent, but do you have a bucket list? Do you follow those? Do you make lists and just kind of like try different activities, try and step outside of your comfort zone? And if you do, I would love to talk to you. So shoot me an email at whattoreadnextblog@gmail.com and let me know what your bucket list look like. So I would tell you some of my own bucket lists in the past have included doing burlesque. Yes, I stripped naked. Well, I didn't strip fully naked, but I got stripped out of my clothes in front of a group of people. I did an audience. I did a show. So I did burlesque. I done bar classes, which is something outside of my comfort zone, and I actually absolutely enjoy. I've done improv classes, which I actually ended up taking this summer and ended up dropping because it was just like I was not feeling it. But it's something that I've done. So I've done quite a few things here in New York and quite a few things outside. I've traveled solo to Europe. So for me, having bucket lists is kind of like inspiring things for me to get outside of my comfort zone, getting to say yes to different things. So outside of the tangent, I really love this part, love this topic. So I'm looking forward to reading this book this week. Okay, the next book is Bishop by Sawyer Bennett, and it comes out August 14th. I read this book a few months ago, and I completely devoured it. I love hugging romances. If you haven't noticed, this is a theme. This is one of those subgenres that I actually love. I read quite a few hugging romances. I have different places, different rankings. And so Sawyer Bennett actually writes the North Carolina Cold Fury series, and there's about 10 books in that series, and I read them all. So when she decided to come out with a new series, which is a new hockey franchise, I was like, I need to read this. So, and she did not disappoint. These books are different from the Carolina Cold Fury because there's more male point of view, and it's more steamy, and there's definitely more hockey in it. So if you like sports romance, definitely pick it up. I give this book 4 stars. I'm looking forward to the next book. I'm actually looking forward to a few of the books in the series because a few of the players she mentioned, I'm like, I want to read their story. So I'm definitely looking forward to devouring this series. It's going to be probably going to be my top hockey series of all times, which I'm excited. So the final book is The Last Best Story by Maggie Landman that comes out August 7th. I have an arc for this young adult contemporary story, and I actually started reading it today, so I'm up to 10%, and I'm still trying to get the sense of the story. So what this synopsis tells you is the story of Rose, who's destined to career journalism when she abruptly quit 2 months ago, leaving behind her very nearly sore boyfriend, editor-in-chief Grant. Now she's trying to be normal, her senior prom, with a new boy and new interests, and isn't looking back. Now Grant wants her back. The story unfolds from there. I'm reading this book. I'm actually just not sure what the story is going to look like. I'm planning to do a review on this for the blog on August 24th. I'm doing a mashup YA contemporary review, so I'm going to review The Way You Make Me Feel with Twinkle with Love and the story, and maybe save the date. So definitely look out on the blog. So Speaking of the blog, I do post regularly. So if you want to hear my book reviews, I post about a couple book reviews, what I'm currently reading, as well as my bookstore tour that I've done. I'll be posting different bookstore highlights in New York City. Just visit the blog. It's whattoreadnextblog.com. I post Monday through Fridays and some Saturdays. So there's a new post every day. So definitely be sure to check out. Now, those are my August specs. Next week, I'll be sharing my to-be-read pile. And I'll be doing those half of the month. So it'll be kind of like for the last 2 weeks of August and the first 2 weeks of September, there'll be a to-be-read pile. And that's from this moving forward, I'll be doing the to-be-r will be middle of the month. And this month, I'm actually going on vacation. So a few updates. I'll be going on vacation to Puerto Rico. That's where I'm from. And yes, I was born and raised in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and I'll be going there to spend time with my family. I'll be going to the beach, which I'm looking forward to it. I'll be taking pictures of books on the beach. I'll be reading a ton. So that's what I'm looking for in the next month. Now I want to hear what you're looking forward to it. So if you come on over to the blog at whattoreadnextblog.com and share in your comments what you're looking forward to reading this month, as well as what are your August picks for this month. What are you definitely encouraging to say, yes, this is a new release, I'm definitely reading. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider entering the giveaway of $20 Amazon gift card. To enter, simply review on iTunes. Winners will be announced on September 4th, 2018 show. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.